Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our live broadcast.
I'm thinking about just calling it Preservative Talk Radio because that's what it is. I do bring up issues of faith. I bring up issues of freedom. I can't help myself. You're going to hear stories of real life divine intervention on this show. It's going to happen. Just stand back. Hey, you know what my problem is? I got to rebuke myself. When I do something stupid, one thing I used to do in the Navy, I got rebuked for by a peer. He said, David, you're too honest. You don't ever tell the boss, instead of just checking the fuses or the circuit breakers, you spent 2 hours troubleshooting something when all you should have done is check the circuit breakers. Don't ever tell him. And he gave me an example. Sir, it took me 2 hours, a tough problem, but I fixed it. It turns out my computer's so new, just got a new computer, it ignored my asking it to play the audio because I switched listening devices. Really strange. Okay, here's something that was reported Tuesday. 5 board members nominated for New Moccasin Bend Clean Water Authority. Council defers action on consultant. 5 members been nominated to serve on the New Moccasin Bend Clean Water Authority. However, the drive to launch the new authority, the word authority is very important, folks, and that's why it raised, yes it did, a red flag for me. The new authority hit a bump on Tuesday night when the city council voted 8-1 to defer action for a week, merely a week. Merely a week, in other words, 1 month prior to an election, for a week, spending $100,000 to hire consultants to help start it. Councilwoman Deborah Scott said such an effort ought to await a new mayor and council. She said a regional authority requires regional partners and regional cooperation. She said the MBCWA was a unilateral action without partners and was very ill-timed. Deborah Scott said the Littlefield administration, I wonder if they say hi at Walmart. See, I don't want to be, I'd like to be able to hug Mr. Littlefield when I see him, but here's all this controversy, you know, and people's names are raised. I'm sorry. She said the Littlefield administration repeated failures on water issues and not a person was fired or demoted. That's quoting her. Councilman Jack Benson saying, I couldn't disagree more. He said there likely would be a significant delay with a new mayor and council. The sky is falling as moral imperatives. When you see moral imperatives, especially when there's a hint of dangerous innovation, this is just me to you. This is from, a biblical perspective. Put on the brakes. In a multitude of counsel, there is safety. That comes right out of the Bible. I'm actually going to play the city council meeting, and I want you to listen, and we're going to see what they had to say.
For the formation of the Moccasin Bend Clean Water Authority for an amount not to exceed $100,000.
I have a motion and a second to defer. Councilman Scott.
Mayor Littlefield said that this authority would cost nothing back in November, and I think this is doublespeak. For this $100,000 contract will be paid for by taxpayers' fees and not the general fund, and apparently that equals nothing. The mayor's trying to launch too many things at one time. One of those things is wastewater, the other is regional sewer water, and the third is regional drinking water. I'm afraid that there hasn't been enough due diligence done on this, and that taxpayers in my district are significantly afraid of this, and I think there are good reasons for that. To do something regional, it requires that the goodwill and the cooperation of regional partners. And where are the partners? And where is the regional goodwill? The city has sued Tennessee American twice. And the city is currently suing WWTA, and that's the other major portion of a local sewer authority. The mayor's plan is to build a big sandbox anyway. The question is, why are people not all excited about this? And I think it has to do with the fact that it's very ill-timed. it's hard to trust. It's hard for entities, and it's hard for ratepayers. It's hard for residents to trust individuals that have personally overseen a sewer system with so many failures. And it's also hard to trust a stormwater system that has had so many failures. Failures over 8 years. And who can blame them? The question is, how part of it, I think it's my way or the highway, kind of a diplomacy that really has not worked well. This administration has a failed track record when it comes to management of all liquids, and no one person who is responsible for all of those failures or part of those failures has ever been fired or demoted. And yet those fees have gone up, and those fees went up even before there was a consent decree. So now the question is, why should the very same administration take the wheel and lead us to the next big step? I believe there is merit in considering a sewer water processing from a regional perspective, but the current administrators and this mayor should really not have his hands involved in this process. I'm not against regional planning, but I think it's somewhat insulting to think that regional planning starts with unilateral decision making without partners already sitting ready to join this process. There's not a good reason to appoint temporary board members or to approve a contract that will start to promote authority over private water companies. If the region desires to have a truly regional authority, then let it resurface under a new mayor and under true regional stakeholders and the next city council. We should give the next mayor time to generate the goodwill and the trust, and we should give the taxpayers the ability to look at, for the next 4 years, the individuals that they want to hold accountable for what happens from a regional perspective. We should let the regional stakeholders create the regional authority, and they should appoint the leadership. It should not be created unilaterally and then served up to them. I know the rubber stamp's going to come out on this one, but I actually think that it would be better to move to table this 4 months and then let this be taken up by individuals that would be responsible. Thank you.
Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Councilman Benson.
Hey, I'm just going to, you know what, there's probably a good time for me to come back and do the counter argument, but for time, I thought that was interesting. I thought it was imperative that I hear, because engaging the issues that matter to you on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Can you have a biblical perspective on something like this? The number here is 888, and give me a few minutes, but write my number down, and in the next break, if you'd like to call, please do, but give me a few comments here to a few minutes to comment on this before we go to the next advertising pause. It's 888-248-2046. Deborah Scott, that was Deborah Scott. She had made a motion to table it for 4 months. Reading the news from the Chattanoogan, they tabled it until next week. So I think it's important. Tell your friends. I'm going to put this up to the podcast at preservativetalkradio.net. So when you tell your friends, they can go to it. I'll just tell you, people from all over the world are actually going to be listening to it. It's going to be strange. But here we go. It will cost the taxpayer too much, she said. A regional plan requires cooperation of regional partners. They said, let's see what else here. It said the city, I can't even read my own. This was it. I put a note about the fact she said that the city is suing some private authorities here and there. That was one of the things that I raised a red flag and said, danger, 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 no accountability. And you said, well, you can't be accountable to Chattanooga because that affects society, Daisy. All right. Well, you're making the city council's making a unilateral decision to take taxpayer money. It's not quite annexing, is it? But it's taking taxpayer money to hire a company from another state, a global water planner kind of guy, bless their heart, and come on in and then create something that will ultimately have a significant police power over an entire region without being elected by that region. So those are little red flags of acting without authority. Biblically, you need to act according to your authority, and no matter how pragmatic it is, that stay within the acts that are consistent with your authority. If you don't have the authority, even though it's a good thing, you have no authority to do it. It would be sin for you. You're acting beyond your authority. She went on to say it was hard to trust individuals or whatever, just because there's a lot of water issues, the inundation of problems with liquids. She said she didn't like the my way or the highway attitude. She said it was unilateral decision making. She said it should resurface under a new mayor, a new city council, with the regional stakeholders. And she moved, this was Deborah Scott, Councilwoman Deborah Scott. She moved that it would be tabled for 4 months. To me, again, I don't have to pay the water bill. It's not going to affect me. I'm not benefiting. I don't have stock in any company. That collects a fee, $3 fee, or puts it on a bill 3 days before people have to pay it and charge them 18% interest over the year. I don't have interest in that company. I don't have interest in the MBCWA. That would be the Moccasin Bend Clean Water Authority. I don't have any interest in it. I'm here really for Copperhead 1240, Liberty Works Radio Network, and our ministry, yes it is, Preservative Talk Radio, wanting to engage these issues in such a way that not only are you going to get educated, I mean, it's one of these things where I look at these and I say, well, what should my opinion be? What should my opinion be on a biblical basis, on a constitutional basis, right versus wrong? How do I know the right versus wrong of it? Is it the way I feel? Well, I can look at this right away and I say, when you have a legislative body, not just creating a committee or a commission where the commissioners are appointed by law and they're accountable either to the Tennessee General Assembly. Isn't that essentially the sort of scrutiny it ought to be? Say the General Assembly of Tennessee creates a commission that where the commissioners have to be either elected or appointed and they have restricted authority. If it's over a region, I would think it would have to be, this is just my simple thinking, that it would have to be limited in its authority, that there's always a mechanism of accountability of law. As soon as you have what I see appearing here, it's a strange thing, an authority that's going to affect an entire region that's outside the authority of those who are creating the authority. So for me, and it may be you, maybe you like that. Everybody I met in Tennessee seemed to be the person that wouldn't like that. So I'm raising this. I think it's interesting. What do you think? I want you, if you can, please give me a call, 888-248-2046. That is lots of eights, 888-248. That's for all you electronic guys who like binary codes. I left out the least significant bit. I left out the least significant bit! It's 888-248-2046. So I am going to come back. We're going to talk about this. I'm also going to spend some time off the air listening to the rest of the comments, the counter comments, because they're probably very good. And I shall come back and maybe that's something we can play. But you are going to be able to tap into this to share with your friends at preservativetalkradio.net. David Allen Carmichael. And for the Liberty Works Radio Network and Copperhead 1240 AM Radio, Soddy Daisy.